He was answering questions about the government's immigration policy after a row that broke out after Italian naval vessels escorted back to Libya more than 200 immigrants, boat people, who had been trying to enter Italy. And he said at one point that the left had an idea, which was that of a multi-ethnic Italy. Our idea isn't like that, he said.
And what's been the reaction to his comments?
Well, there has been predictably an outcry on the left. People saying that Italy is already multi-ethnic. You can't turn the clock back. 7% of the Italian population now is made up of immigrants. And in any case, if you go far enough back in history, it is indeed multi-ethnic because there are German speakers, for example, there are French speakers, there are people of Slavic origin also in various parts of Italy.
I mean, this is part of a general kind of move on the part of Silvio Berlusconi's coalition government to position itself as a sort of anti-immigration political force.
Yes, indeed. It's something that has been characteristic of the government right from the beginning because it was elected on a law and order ticket, and it has consistently stressed the link between crime in Italy and illegal immigrants. The figures show that a disproportionate amount of crime is indeed committed by illegal immigrants. But once they become legal immigrants, that correlation breaks down completely, and what you have is a situation in which the legal immigrants commit neither more nor less crime than the Italians themselves.
Meanwhile, John, Silvio Berlusconi has been defending himself against a range of allegations from his estranged wife about his relations with women and even young girls.
Yes, indeed, he has, though he's not going to have to probably defend himself that very much more for much longer, because the polls at the moment indicate that he has not been seriously damaged by this. Though, quite interestingly, they do show that a majority of Italians want decent standards from their leaders. I think that a lot will now depend on how long and how sordid this whole divorce proceedings are, and how much more information comes out about Mr. Berlusconi's private life.
How do you account for his continued popularity in the polls, John? Because if such allegations happen to a leading British politician, you know, it's hard to imagine them carrying on.
Well, by and large, Italians do not ascribe as much importance to the private behaviour of their politicians as do Britons and others, Americans particularly. What the figures show is that somewhere between 40 and 50% say that they really don't care at all, and that between 50 and 60% say that they would like to have decent standards from people. But when it's applied to Mr. Berlusconi, the figure was 77% said that they really weren't going to be influenced by what had happened in recent days.